FedBid is back in the federal market. The Air Force announces it's lifting the suspension and stopping the debarment process for the reverse auction vendor. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller digging into this story and here to tell us why and how FedBid is back in business with the federal government. Let's start at the beginning. How did FedBid get knocked out and what got him in trouble in the first place, Jason?
Well, this all tags back to a IG report from the Veterans Affairs Department back in September, and where VA allegedly found some, I'll call them tawdry tale of a procurement fraud, allegedly lies to investigator, retaliation against whistleblowers, the misuse of agency resources, and more specifically focus on FedBid. Their executives were found to have allegedly said they would pressure Jan Fry, VA's Deputy Assistant Secretary, in the Office of Acquisition Logistics to lift the suspension of the reverse auctions that, you know, Jan Fry had said twice, I'm not sure this matters to us. This works for us. We're not going to use it until we do more look into it. And basically, FedBid wrote in emails to VA acquisition officials and others, basically saying they would storm the castle, use a heavy-handed puncher, rally the troops up on the hill. And that got them into a lot of trouble, and it got VA and the person running that, Susan Taylor, into a lot of trouble in this report. Fast forward, Francis, to January. All of a sudden, we find out that's the Air Force, of all people, have suspended FedBid from federal contracting and proposed them for debarment. Now, why the Air Force? Because they were the one who were chosen to do it from the Interagency Suspension and Debarment Committee. So for the last 3 weeks, I've been checking the SAM.gov, SAM.gov website, seeing if there's been an update. And we just found out today that there indeed has been an update and the suspension has been lifted.
I have stood watched you over your shoulder as you have checked that, just kind of as part of your daily routine. Do we have a sense of why the Air Force did it? What did they see? What has changed that they're comfortable with getting back in business with FedBid?
I think it's a combination of a few things. First of all, I think FedBid went back to the Air Force and explained to them all the steps they have taken prior to being suspended to say, listen, we have turned over a new leaf. Whether FedBid admits or not admits that they did something wrong, they recognize that maybe there was at least a perception problem, and many would say there was a bigger problem than just perception, but let's just say for FedBid's perspective, there was a perception problem. They have fixed it by getting a third party to come in and give them a set of recommendations, setting up, an ethics program, ensuring that their employees took the ethics training, setting up a chief compliance officer program. So they took all these steps. I think part of what FedBid had to do was go to Air Force and say, look what we've done to show you that we are very much taking this issue seriously of what the IG found. Even though we don't believe we did anything wrong, we still believe that this warranted action. I think the second thing is that the Air Force had to look into what FedBid did to make sure that they did the right thing. They are taking the correct steps that seems to satisfy their needs. And if you read the Air Force's decision, and we do have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com, what they call an administrative agreement, they said that, listen, we were going to bring FedBid back into the federal procurement community, meaning lift the suspension, stop the debarment process, as long as they show honest and integrity in their business dealings, follow the strict compliance of all applicable laws, and then they do a bunch of other things. And one of the things that really stood out to me, Francis, was not just the compliance officer and not just the idea of ethics training, but actually for the first year they have to hire a third-party auditor to send monthly reports to the Air Force and to FedBid saying that, yes, they are continuing down the right path of strong compliance, strong ethics, and they have not had a reversal. Because if the Air Force finds that they do have a reversal of any sort, they could resuspend them and begin the debarment process again.
So other than the auditor thing, how much of what FedBid is doing is new versus things it was doing before the suspension process started?
I think the auditor really is the big thing. I mean, they did have more specifics around training, like training consists of at least 1 hour of annual scenario-based ethics training for all employees. The employees must sign the fact that they took this agreement, and the CEO, in this case, Joe Jordan, the former OFPP administrator, he must also sign off on the fact that all the employees have taken this training. For instance, FedBid also has to establish a 24-hour ethics hotline to notify employees of that hotline. So I think those are kind of the bigger things that, yes, we've already have this training, but now the training has a little more rigor to it, and our employees have a place to go. I think those were really the biggest changes, because a lot of the stuff, as we've reported before, I think FedBid recognized they had to make some changes, including among those changes, Francis, I think this is significant, though the administrative agreement doesn't call for it, is this was when they split the company into two, a federal side run by Joe Jordan and then a commercial side run by the founder, the former founder of FedBid more generally, Ali Sadat.
And what's his deal now? I mean, that's he seemed to be part of the problem here, at least as far as the government was concerned.
Correct. Now, the Air Force did not lift the suspension of Ali Sadat. He is still being suspended and proposed for debarment. And in fact, this was interesting, too. In the administrative agreement, they said that they told FedBid, you must keep what they call arm's length distance from Mr. Sadat. And in what we find out later is that Ali Sadat resigned as the chairman of the board of FedBid as of February 5th. So there's two things happening. Number one, he leaves FedBid. Number two, FedBid cannot deal with him or his new company, EPS Commercial, which is the commercial side of FedBid, focusing on reverse auctions in that part. And in fact, EPS Commerce is a wholly owned subsidiary of FedBid. So that relationship obviously is very close. And the third party auditor must come in and say, yes, there is no relationship. They are separating them. He has no right. He has no say in what's happening. The other thing that stood out to me was that Mr. Sadat also, they say this here, is unable to exercise control over FedBid through stock ownership or otherwise, and the proxy voting agreement, and this is gets a little more into the weeds, executed on February 12th, shall remain in effect during the duration of this agreement or until Mr. Sadat is no longer suspended, proposed for debarment, or debarred, meaning he still has no right for his vote. He cannot vote as a shareholder of FedBid.
The whole process is it's hard to follow until you read what you've got up on federalnewsradio.com. You mentioned you've been tracking this for a long time. Are you surprised that FedBid is allowed back into the contracting community? Is this a big deal? Is this a shock to people?
I think that, you know, some people are very disappointed FedBid was allowed back into the contracting community. There's a lot of people who are very upset with FedBid. But when you step back and take an objective view, I don't think it's that surprising. You know, 3 weeks seems like a long time, but at the same time, I think Air Force had to do its due diligence. They saw that FedBid had made changes that and those changes had to be the Air Force had to be satisfied by those changes. So I think that's not so surprising, generally speaking, when you look at history of other firms that have been suspended and or proposed for debarment, that they're back after 3 weeks. I was expecting it to come back even sooner. I thought 3 weeks seemed like a long time, but, you know, these things take time, and I'm sure that Air Force is dealing with more than just FedBid. I'm sure there's a lot of other companies also and people that they're dealing with. So, you know, I think, no, I'm not surprised, but I will tell you a lot of people are disappointed. I got several emails and comments on my story that people are disappointed.
Is your sense of that, the comments that people made, that they're disappointed because of FedBid specifically or because they don't like the concept of reverse auctions generally? Do we know the difference?
I think it's a little bit of both. There are some people who believe FedBid does not provide the government with the savings, and they're frustrated by the fact that there are there's these hidden fees and small businesses are getting squeezed, and FedBid has too much power within the reverse auction sphere. I think there's other people who say, listen, whether or not it's FedBid or not, the company broke the law and all they're getting off is a really small hand slap. What's going on here? Now, you may argue, well, it's only allegations and nothing's been proven. So did they break the law? And what law did they break? Was it just bad taste? I think those are all part of the discussion points. And I think that's where the frustration is coming from. Because when you read the IG report, Francis, and we've talked about it and we've read it, it is not pretty. I mean, it's one of the ones that you know, makes our job has a little fun to it.